Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan at calbanyan.com. What is this? This is the Hypnosis Etc. podcast show with Celeste Hackett. How you doing, Celeste?
Hey, Cal. I'm doing fine. Hi, all you cutie pie hypnotists. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you so much. We got a really good show coming up.
I think it's going to be interesting. Hey, before we get into it too much, let me tell everybody, if you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there because right underneath this video is all the links to all the resources we'll be talking about during the show. And, it's kind of the homepage. It's got all of our other 98 podcasts. It's just this great resource. So go to calbanyan.com. That's CalBanyan. Hey, before we get started with the regular part of the show, a couple of weeks ago, I said, hey, if you've got a hypnosis-related podcast, if you want, or something like hypnosis, I don't know, maybe it's a, I don't know, something that related, I can't even think of what that is, but if you know what that is, let me know, and you can send me an audio or a video, and I just might put it here on our show. And you know what? One of our five pathers who has a podcast took me up on the deal. Her name's Pia Gemmer, and I'm going to play her podcast for you right now. It's just a little 1 minute or so thing that she sent in just to say hi. I hope you like it.
Hello, Cal. Thank you for squeezing me into your podcast and for letting me mention my Danish podcasts at piagemmer.dk. My name is Pia Gemmer. I am a 5-path hypnotherapist in Denmark, a 7-path teacher, and I'm also an NGH instructor. I'm running Danish podcasts at piagemmer.dk to share ideas with my colleagues and my students and my path students, ideas about how to hypnotize, how to make use of conventions, what to do at World Hypnotism Day, the 4th of January, how to attract more clients, and lots of other stuff. And it's also a great way to make networking in Denmark, and now actually also in the whole world. Thank you very much for that. So let me also introduce myself in Danish as well. Hej ud til jer, der sidder og kigger med. Jeg hedder Pia Gemmer, og jeg har været så heldig, at Cal har inviteret mig med i en af sine podcasts, så jeg kunne introducere mine danske podcasts på piagemmer.dk. Her deler jeg viden og erfaring om hypnose, hypnoseteknikker, networking, hvordan man kan få succes med sin praksis og meget, meget mere. Her deler jeg også noget af viden og erfaring omkring, hvad man kan lave den 4. januar på verdens internationale hypnosedag. Så tag og gå ind på piagemmer.dk og kig med og lad dig inspirere. Her kan du også dele tanker og idéer med mig og de andre, som sidder og kigger med derude. Så vi ses i cyberspace. Thanks again, Cal. Thank you very much for this opportunity to share my information about the Danish podcasts. Happy New Year to you and your family and to everybody else out there. Regards from Pia Gemmer, Denmark. Happy New Year.
I just love her. And if nothing else, her curls are hypnotic. Pia Gemmer, and you have to go to her website. And we're going to put it right down below, so make sure you look for it. And once again, if you have a video clip of some sort, you know, send it in to us. If we think that it fits the program, we'll put it on.
Hey, you know what? I'm extra excited because I am actually about, I don't know, a quarter Danish. Do we look alike? I have curls too, right?
I think she's kind of prettier than you.
That's true. You know, the mustache and the beard kind of ruins the whole pretty thing. But I wonder if curly hair runs in the family or something.
I don't know. She's adorable, though.
All right. Why don't you introduce the topic for today? Thank you, Pia, for sending that in.
All right. You know, last year we had a lot of fun doing a show about this time of year. I don't know exactly what we called it, but I guess we could say it was our predictions for hypnosis for the year 2008. And so we thought, hey, let's do it again. And actually, Cal's the one that came up with this last time and this time. And, you know, it was just a really good discussion. And so we're going to go ahead and do it again. So take it away, Cal.
Well, I'm looking for my notes. Thank you. All right, here we go. Yeah, you know, last year I made my predictions. There are some people talked about it, but I don't think they're all that controversial. And I'm expecting that 2009 will be, you know, pretty much like 2008. So, but let me just kind of go through them step by step. And Celeste, you know, you just fill in whatever you want, or, you know, help me make things more clear.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Number one, actually, I don't have these numbered. Let me number them real quick here. I got it on my word processor, so it's just a click. Number one, hypnosis will continue to grow and gain more acceptance by everyone, including other professions. For example, it's been around for a while, but I just recently posted a news article on hypnosis.org and calbanion.com about the use of hypnosis in the forensic sciences. Did you see that, Celeste?
No, I want to see that.
Well, there it is. Just go check it out.
Okay, I will. And you know what? We had this one last year. So what do you think? Do you think it became that hypnosis became more acceptable or gained more acceptance by other professions this past year?
I think so. I think that, you know, as long as we keep doing things right, and particularly under the guidance of the National Guild of Hypnotists and Dr. Damon, it's really about building the profession, doing things in a right and professional way. And you know what? We get referrals, and you get referrals from physicians all the time. Isn't that right?
Yeah, and you know what? This year, my referrals from my clients have gone gangbusters. You know, I think there's a certain point when you've been working for a certain amount of time where all of a sudden you just start getting more and more and more. And really, probably this last couple of months, just so many referrals. And doctors and psychologists, they're easy to get referrals from.
You know, you're exactly right. I think it was last year I was invited to a big medical metropolis. I'm not going to mention the name, but everyone would know it if I mentioned it. And I gave a talk to about 80 physicians, and I talked about hypnosis and 5-PATH and the secret language of feelings. And afterwards, I was told that, you know, that was the first time that, you know, almost every doctor stayed. Usually the doctors are going in and out. So doctors, psychologists, other professionals are really interested in hypnosis when you just make sense and you get out there and act in a professional way.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, from what I've seen, they seem to be looking for answers too.
Right. Good. Let's see. Number two. Can I go on to number two now?
Yes, you may, sir.
Okay. It says the internet will become even, you know what? The version I sent you is an older version. So I'm going to change this around a little bit because I made some notes after I sent you a copy of my list. Okay. Let me say it differently. The Yellow Pages is dead. Long live the internet. You know, it used to be that we used to spend probably about a third of our marketing budget on Yellow Pages. And guess what we're going to do in 2009? We've been whittling it down, smaller and smaller ads, and we're giving the Yellow Pages the kibosh. We're not going to advertise in Yellow Pages anymore. What do you think of that, Celeste?
I haven't had an ad in Yellow Pages for probably, what's it been, hon, a couple of years, 2 years. And I, you know, it really just wasn't benefiting me here in Dallas.
Well, we do an unusual thing. We actually, you probably did this too, because I teach it in my classes, and that is, if you're spending marketing dollars, then everyone that calls, what you need to do is, you need to say, you know, where did you hear about us when you're talking to them on the phone? And we tracked, and for a long time, you know, in the very beginning, back in the mid-90s, Yellow Pages was, you know, a very, very important place to be, and we've just watched it slowly turn into a trickle. And so now, as far as we're concerned, we're going to pull the plug on the Yellow Pages. You got to have a website now. You need to be in the hypnosis directories. Everybody watching this knows that we have the hypnosis directory on hypnosis.org. You can get free listings, premium listings, and that's where it's at. People, while they are at work, they're thinking about their problems instead of doing their job. They're sitting in the cubicle, and when the boss isn't around, they're hitting Google or one of the other search engines and trying to figure out how they're going to fix their problem. And that's what hypnosis is. It's a fix for people's problems. What do you think about that, Celeste?
I think the internet is just the best place to put your advertising time and dollars. And a lot, and I say time because a lot of ways that you can advertise on the internet or get the word out is kind of free and it just takes time. One of the things that I've been kind of looking into is doing a newsletter. And when people call in, you know, asking them if they'd like to be a part of the newsletter or be on the newsletter. And so I'm building an email group, which is kind of a new thing for me, and trying to learn how to do a newsletter. There's this Constant Contact website where you can make these beautiful newsletters and stuff. So that's one of my new things on the internet I've just kind of am playing with right now. Do you use that at all, Cal, or any of that newsletter kind of stuff?
We don't use newsletters to keep in contact with our clients. We use newsletters to keep in contact with, anyone that's been to one of my websites knows that there's a place where you can sign up and get part of our newsletter. And so our newsletters are mainly done through a software program called AWeber, and it is for keeping in contact with hypnotists. That's mainly where we focus. We don't use a newsletter for clients, but let us know how that goes. That might be an interesting thing I want to pick up.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know. You know, I'm kind of taking it slow, just slowly building the whole thing, but and learning as I go. And of course, there's another learning curve.
All right, can I go on to number three?
Go ahead.
All right. Expect to see more podcasts like the one we just saw with Pia. Let me tell you what, you know, it's getting easier and easier to do this kind of thing. And they don't have to be video. A lot of people actually prefer audio. That's why with every video podcast that we do, right under down there, there's a link that you can just get the audio version. Just play that or download it onto your iPod or other MP3 player. And so we expect to see more and more of that. It can be used as we do. We mainly reach out to other professionals and people who want to come into the profession. But I think that we'll soon see that being used more and more for people reaching out to their communities to educate them about hypnosis. And boy, you've really got it easy, don't you, Celeste?
Boy, I have it so easy. I was just thinking that very thing. And you know, anytime you can be on video, you just kind of set yourself up as the expert. People just automatically think you are because you have a camera on you. It was like that when I was on the radio. If you're in the media in any way, people tend to look to you like you have answers and like you're the expert. And that means they're going to come to you for hypnosis sessions or training. So yeah, you know, you need to do a podcast. Why not get out there and just try it? You might be really good at it.
You know, some people have a face for radio.
I know. I'm one of them.
All right. Let's see. I also expect number four here is better use of Web 2.0, which is social networking sites to promote hypnosis and individual hypnosis offices. And right now, I'm gonna let out a secret right now. OurHypnoSpace.com was one of the very first hypnosis networking sites for professionals and wannabe professionals in the world of hypnotism. And right now we're looking at updating the entire site to make it even more fantastic than it is. And we're going to be doing some things to really, really stir things up and get that community even more active than it has been. So, I'll announce it here when it's ready to go, but that's going to be fun. So watch for more of these, you know, Facebook for hypnosis type websites to come up. I know since we launched ours, it's been almost 2 years ago, I think. There's two or three that's popped up. And and what will happen is the most useful ones will succeed, and the ones that are, you know, not as useful will fade away into second, third, or fourth.
By the way, congratulations on the new look at calbanion.com. Love it.
Oh, why, thank you. We put up the beta version a couple weeks ago, and we expect to have all of them, you know, have it more or less finalized by the beginning of the year. And it's, you know, now that we've got kind of Christmas behind us, we're looking forward at the new year. So we just want to update it, kind of make it look a little cleaner, more crisp. So thank you.
You're welcome. It really looks great.
Hey, you know what I also want to go on to is I actually didn't number this one. So I'm gonna quickly give it a number because I was thinking about it. And so now number five is I predict there will be more unexpected challenges ahead. You know, every year there's something that comes up, and it might be, you know, the evil hypnotist being accused of doing something he or she shouldn't be doing, or some other professional organization will attack the profession of hypnotism. And, you know, that happens all the time, every year. But don't worry about it. Just do what you're supposed to do. Stick with the code of ethics. If you're not with an organization right now, I strongly suggest you go to ngh.net. Down, they have PDF files of the code of ethics, standards of practice, and if you follow those rules, you're going to be okay. Now, I'm not a hypno lawyer or anything, but the NGH has been doing this since 1951, and they've really kind of given us some good guidelines. So I want you to proceed in the profession, but be aware the challenges are going to come up. Maybe it's legal challenges, maybe it's PR challenges. It's going to happen. It happens almost every year, and UCYA. CYA, we all know what that means. And that means cover your assets, right? And you're going to have to make sure you're doing things properly. Make sure you stick to that code of ethics and that standards of practice. And chances are you're going to be all right. And it helps everybody in the profession. What do you think of that, Celeste?
You should put that code of ethics right there on your wall and look at it every now and then too, just kind of as a reminder. You know, you want to be safe. You want to practice safely. And when you have the code of ethics on the wall, your clients can look at it. Just causes them to feel more safe and secure that, you know, you're kind of under some certain guidelines and so on. So yeah, I think that's great advice. And I think that you're, you know, probably the thing about there being some challenges coming up. Yeah, I think so. I wonder how far into the future the internet might be what do they call it, honey, when the people kind of sort of put monitors on the internet and change things so that you have to
censorship.
Yeah, censorship. That's what I was trying to think of. You know, I'm hoping that doesn't happen. I don't think it's going to happen in the coming year, but I wonder in the coming years what might happen in that regard.
Yeah, I think that the internet is still kind of like the wild, wild west, and it's pretty hard to regulate it. I know China, you know, it has some good censoring software, not good, but I mean effective censoring software. I know that in Cuba, it's really hard to watch anything you want, because I have this little program that tells me. In fact, if you're watching on calbany.com, right up there, over there on that right-hand corner, what you're going to see is a little map, and it's got red dots, and I've been trying like heck to get a red dot to show up in Cuba. What those red dots are is it shows where our viewers are. So you know, who knows? I don't expect that in the United States and Europe that we're going to see any kind of censorship that would affect us, though. Do you think, Celeste?
Not in the coming year.
You think that they're going to do it later on?
I don't know. It bothers me.
All right. Well, we will see. Let's go to number 6, internet technology becoming easier, and more hypnosis sessions are done online using webcams and such devices. Gosh, I have people ask me about that, and you could do it over speakerphone, you could do it over a webcam, like with Skype, that kind of stuff. I predict that I think it's growing in small amounts. I don't think we've really hit a critical kind of threshold yet where it's being done in big ways, but gosh, I could see that happening. What do you think, Celeste?
Last year I said, you're crazy, that's not gonna happen. And of course, you know, like you said, I'm seeing these things pop up more and more, and now I wanna do it. So yeah, I think more and more of this is gonna be a reality, people doing hypnosis sessions online with webcams.
I got an idea. Celeste, do you think people will be outsourcing their hypnosis sessions? Like, you know, you call the hypnosis line and then it's like someone from Pakistan or something?
Oh my goodness.
Now, this is a worldwide show, so.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't know. That'd be interesting.
Oh, gosh. You know what? If someone is able to do good hypnosis and good hypnotherapy, I don't care if they're in Pakistan, India, or, you know, Cucamonga, California. I don't care. It's really about quality of service. And, you know, we've got lots of grads that are from the Middle East and India and all that stuff. We've even got a trainer in Lebanon. So, you know, I think that's a possibility.
I think it is too.
All right. Let's see. Number seven on my list. Number seven on my list is more live classes taken over the internet. That's easy for me to say. More live classes taken over the internet like we do at the Banyan Hypnosis Center. By the way, we just got an extension on the evaluation that's going on of our NGH approved or currently being experimental project. We've been running the Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, which is NGH approved. The NGH has been allowing us to teach that over the internet. And I expect that that's going to happen more and more. But I want to get something out about this. There's a misconception. Some people think that I just got a webcam set up on a computer on my desktop, and it could not be farther from the truth. We've got our classroom is entirely integrated into the internet. We've got two high definition professional quality cameras that are running totally plugged into the internet. Our classroom is microphone enabled, mics hanging from the ceiling. You don't see them, but they're there. And yeah, it's totally interactive. It's like having the best seat in the class. You can ask questions just like any other student. You can even talk with the other students. What happens is I always have one or two techs in the back of the classroom operating the computers. If you're in the class for the certification course, you have a question, all you gotta do is raise your hand. And I have a computer monitor off to the side of my podium. I see your hand go up and I say, Bill, George, Cindy, yes, you got a question. And then you just ask a question. I hear it, the class hears it. It's every bit as good as being in the class. We also require that you have a practice partner because you got to get in the same amount of practice, same quality of practice, hands-on, interactive, supervised practice, just like everybody else in the class. And I think that more and more people will kind of rise to the ability to do that. I'm proud to be kind of the cutting edge internet guy for training so far. And gosh, Celeste, you went through one of those classes, didn't you, as kind of a review as you became a certified professional hypnosis instructor for us, isn't that right?
That's right. It was pretty amazing. It's just what you said. You could raise your hand, you could talk to students, and we could also chat amongst ourselves, those people who were taking the online course. So it was very interactive. And this prediction is interesting because last year you said, I think more people are going to take live classes. And to my knowledge, you're the only one teaching the live classes for hypnosis. Do you know of anybody else?
I know of no one else that is doing live, online, hands-on classes. But you know what? I think that right now the NGH is really, you know, placing themselves ahead of everybody else by allowing me to do this. And also, right now with this crunch in the economy, gosh, there's people that they just couldn't afford to take the class any other way because they don't want to have to do the travel, the lodging, all that kind of stuff. And so they're going to select one of my classes rather than some other organization's classes. There's also people who, because of maybe they have someone at home, like maybe they're taking care of a parent or something like that, and they just can't be away for the 10 days that it takes to go through the course. So it's just a matter also of convenience and saving money and efficacy and efficiency and all that kind of stuff.
Well, and you know, that leads me to another prediction, in that I think more people will be becoming hypnotists because people are looking for training in order to make money in this economy, as you were saying. You know, people are realizing that they need to do something else, or maybe they need to do more than one thing. And so, you know, it's probably going to be a good time to be a trainer in 2009. From the standpoint of the economy and people wanting to learn new skills in order to bring money into the household.
Ah, so that's your prediction, that we're going to see an increase in the number of people becoming certified in like consulting hypnotists over this year over last year. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, think about it. How inexpensive it is to become a professional that can truly help people. Most courses are $2,000, $3,000, at the most $4,000 in a 2-week time, and then you go practice.
You're exactly right. So both people who, like, maybe they're in a completely different profession, or they want to add this ability to a profession they already have, like they are a massage therapist or something like that. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying, and I also predict that your class, because it's online and because, like you were just saying, that, you know, people are looking to save money by not traveling, by not having to stay in a hotel. So you may actually see this big jolt, and I know this makes you happy, in all the people coming to your class. But I really do think that you're gonna see like a the whole thing kind of peak.
Well, you know, and what's most important, you know, I like teaching my classes, and I love having students who've done hundreds of graduates, but we've also got our certified professional hypnotism instructors like yourself there in Texas, and we've got Canada, we've got on the East Coast, we've got Lebanon, Singapore, Australia. Just go to hypnosis.org or hypnosiscenter.com and check out the different instructors. There's one near you, because what's important is, no matter who you train under, no matter where you're at, get some good training and get started.
That's what you want to do. Get started.
Good. How about, let's see, number eight, cooperative marketing techniques will occur because of the internet, enabling hypnotists and trainers to work together to be more profitable. For example, JVs. Do you know what a JV is there, Celeste?
I'm trying to figure it out.
JV, that's business talk for joint ventures.
Oh, okay.
For example, let's say someone out there is a CI, certified instructor through the NGH, and you know they've been teaching students for years and years, and they've got this big long list of graduates, and now they say, gosh, I've got this long list, I have this incredible resource, and I wonder how I can use that list to in a mutually beneficial way. So like, if someone like that, who had a lot of students or otherwise a big list of people who are interested in the topic of hypnosis, contacted me, then I could send them off some really interesting information about some joint ventures where we can provide your list with some information or opportunities or products or classes that they would really, really enjoy knowing about. Plus, it can be a really good business relationship for us too. So actually, as you might guess, I've got one under my sleeve right now. So if you've got a big list, like you've got a lot of students out there, you're a certified instructor, or you've got a website or a big newsletter list for a hypnosis or a related topic, then contact me at CalBanion@HypnosisCenter, and I will talk to you about some joint venture opportunities. And Celeste, it's the internet that enables you to do that. And I talk about the affiliate program from time to time, but for some people, the joint venture way is a better way to go.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's going to be huge in the coming year. You know, Cal, I guess we should kind of look at the time. It's like, you know, getting about that time.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's it. Why don't you wrap it up, Celeste?
Okay. Well, that's it for me, Celeste Hackett, for Cal Banion's Hypnosis, Etc. And I'll see you next time. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Celeste. This is Cal Banion. Everybody, make sure you go to ourhypnospace.com, go to hypnosis.org, go to hypnosiscenter.com, and check out all the classes and stuff like that we have going on. That's it. Have a great new year. This is Cal Banion signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.